Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
We got here just in time for our favorite show, The Wren House Out the Window.
Yeah. Our little Wren birdhouse has got some new occupants, and I am obsessed with this thing.
You and me both.
Boy, we just like to stare at our birdhouse. We must have reached a certain age. We've become bird people.
I think it's a combination. I think it's that and the fact that that's our birdhouse, and we have just been desperately wanting some activity in the birdhouse, and it's finally happening.
But it was like you weren't expecting it exactly. You didn't know when or if it would happen, and then all of a sudden it does.
Like, it was a Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
May 7th at about 7 or 8 in the morning, all of a sudden this wren shows up. Has he been eyeing it for a long time? We don't know.
I don't know, but it was like there was two of them, and the one wren was like, hey, check out this place.
And
it's
he went
pretty
in.
Sweet.
Now, here's my question to you. Is he in there right now?
I don't know.
Do we need to be quieter?
I don't know. Do we wake up birds? Are we so loud we would wake up birds? They are close.
They're up. Birds are up at 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like they're also early risers. I
yeah.
think we're going to be really good
they're
neighbors.
They're clearly early risers. They get the worms.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Are they
There's
early
a
birds?
Whole phrase about it.
That's right. Now I remember. You're right. You're right.
So I guess we'll just keep. Now, you want to propose a very quick trim job on this bush.
Yeah. I don't know if the wrens are going to like it. But the bush has one branch that just protrudes a little too much over where I would like to view them.
It's for your viewing pleasure.
But it
or
might,
right now, displeasure.
Will it anger them? Is that something that they like? Like, it protects the front side of our house.
Everything I recall from growing up, and I think it usually had to do with robin's nests, was never disturbed because then the mama won't come back and then you just killed three baby robins, right?
Right.
That's how I was brought up. So if you happen to see a nest, you just don't touch it.
Don't touch it.
Because, like, your scent gets on it.
I know.
And if that's a thing. So I'm worried, how are you going to approach this bush with your hedge trimmer so you could just snip the one?
Just the one.
The one branch you want to get out of there.
It's just one branch. It would be so quick.
It would be quick.
I just,
and
I
when
don't
do you
ruin
do
anything.
It? Because if what we think is the male is actively building the nest in the house right now.
I bet you it's the female. Go on.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know either.
My question is, you don't want to disrupt his construction season.
Also, now that we're here and it's morning, I haven't seen them yet. Do you think that they made it through the rain last night? It rained pretty hard.
We were at a high school performance in North Liberty, so we missed out on the rain.
Oh, it was pretty heavy here in Cedar Rapids.
But based on what I kind of saw, it looked like it was heavy rain and maybe a little wind.
Yeah.
Because I have a lot of, like, seed pods now all over my yard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, burst of thunder and a bolt of lightning.
I think, you know, they're resilient. That's the whole reason they sought shelter. So
okay.
I think they're okay.
I'm just keeping eyes on this thing.
Because that birdhouse is in a bush. And it's roughly, there's an overhang of the radio station, so I think they're okay.
This is a wonderful place to call home, birds.
We're going to find out.
Yes.
Within the next 4 hours, because I presume more nest building will happen still today. I'm hoping.
I hope so, too.
That is our infatuation point right now. I can't look away.
Our latest guilty pleasure? Watching birds.
Yes. Totally.
Guilty. And there are some firefighters in West Colorado, a town called Grand Junction, and they were showing people online, you know, that they did something kind of cool. They saved a family of ducks.
How big is this family?
This week. Well, a bunch of ducklings fell down the storm drain.
Oh, so gosh.
Little guys. They had to pull them out one by one. It looked like 9 in their firefighter video. So mama's like, help, 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 help. All the ducklings are down the drain. The firefighters go. They save them. So cool, right?
That's so cool.
It was cool. And then the next day, they shared that they had to rescue a black and white kitten, also in a storm drain.
Is it the same drain?
Is it the same? That was my question. Or do, like, the storm drains in Grand Junction, Colorado need to be inspected? Like,
I feel like
yay
that area,
for the firefighters.
I don't know where we are in the whole topography of Colorado.
Yeah.
But you've got mountains and you've got snow, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to have a lot of runoff.
Totally.
So you would think with that much moving water more often, they would have a grate or some sort of mesh that was just enough to let the water through, but small enough to protect kittens and ducklings. That's how I'd do it.
Exactly. Maybe some
like a
more
safety
mesh.
Safety trap on the front of it.
I would propose this because it seems to be a big problem. And I would like them to be focusing on the things that they should be focusing on.
Well, you said they're firefighters. So if there's not a fire, what else are they doing?
They're basically animal control now.
They're animal control. Who rescues kittens from trees? Firefighters.
Firefighters.
Because they have ladders, right?
And apparently storm drains. All animals that fall down storm drains.
That's what they're there for. Heaven forbid there's a fire at the same time. I got worried when we did the parade in the Amanas. The entire fire department was in the parade. What would have happened?
But what a fleet.
They have quite the fleet.
It is an impressive. I mean, even an ATV with a siren.
Well, when you consider the amount of old wooden structures they have to protect in the Amana colonies.
That's true.
You would have a robust fire department, would you not?
As you should.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Before we dive head first in your big parenting fail.
Yeah. Got my nose in it.
What are you doing for lunch today?
I brought some leftover roasted vegetables.
That was your lunch plan?
Brussels sprouts and sweet potatoes.
That's your lunch?
Yeah.
No, where's the protein, lady?
Well, we ate all the chicken.
Yeah.
So I have leftover vegetables.
May I entice you to leave that in the fridge, which actually is a blessing for me, so I don't have to smell it.
For the building, sir. For the building.
And invite you to go get some Greek food.
Always. I love Greek food.
Remember the Won't You Be Our Neighbor band show? These are the people in your neighborhood?
Yeah.
And one of them is Crescent Electric, just down the block here.
They're our neighbors.
They're bringing in a food truck today.
What?
A Greek food truck at our neighbors, and we're invited to swing over. Anytime between 11 and 2 today. They're going to do it every Thursday.
They're having like a neighborhood block party, basically?
Kind of feels like it. I think so.
And we're invited?
Yes.
To a party?
We're on the list.
I am so, I'm blushing.
It's a lunch party. You might be taking this a little too far, but that's okay.
I'm so glad to be included. Thank you so much. This is so nice.
Do you think it's because we invited them to our morning show?
Do you think that's
why? And I'm also wondering, how far did they flyer in the neighborhood? Did they go around the corner? Did they get the trucking company?
Yeah.
Did they work their way down to Dr. Pepper Keurig?
Did they do everybody like we did for the...
I don't know.
That's interesting.
Because you've got the moving company over here.
You don't think that this was just like... to be nice invite. Like, you invited us to your thing, we're going to invite you to our thing, but they probably won't come. Oh, there's free food? We're coming.
Oh, I didn't say free.
What?
It's a food. We got to buy the food. Oh. Back up.
Well, you'll buy it for me, right?
No, I was going to take you to lunch. For sure, yes.
I'm like, this felt like free food.
You know how food trucks work. You pay for the food.
But I thought it was just like a,
No, it's not like catered. It's not a banquet.
When Kona Ice comes, and the PTA is paying. Like, I thought it was that. No?
There's a truck with a guy in it, probably just wearing a t-shirt, a gold chain, and
pants,
a hairnet.
Pants!
And pants. And he's flipping Euro meat all day long. That's just what he does. And then we're like, I'll take one of those, please, and a baklava. And then you hand over your hard-earned cash.
Do you think they'll...
And then you're happy with it.
Oh, I hope there's baklava.
There is! I have the menu.
What?
Yeah. There's, what?
I'm so excited. My day. Ugh.
I know it's this easy to
I'm
rev
thrilled.
You up.
I love Greek food.
I'm getting into it. So let's go.
Okay. You will too.
I'll approach it.
Yeah.
I've had a few Greek things. I don't like lamb. So steer me.
You don't like gyro meat?
No.
It's so good. So good.
I like chicken.
We'll get you.
I like
shawarma.
I like the seasonings.
We got a chicken shawarma?
Yeah.
Yes.
I like baba ganoush, believe it or not.
Really?
I like hummus. I know. I surprised myself when I said it.
Well, okay.
So.
See, we get you to step outside of the box.
I'm also trying to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's go to a lunch that I will pay for because it's not free.
It felt like free lunch. Now, I don't know. Did you not say that?
Never at one point did I ever say, I just say, hey, there's a food truck across the street. Like, Maybe this is why your parenting failed. Because you'll pay attention.
Don't listen. No, I was trying to be a good parent and a great listener. The last couple weeks, my daughter's been having, like, she'll wake up in the middle of the night and she'll come get me because she's like, oh, Mom, I'm having a bad dream.
These are not like night terrors. Just a good old-fashioned bad dream.
No, just like little things. And it's like once a week, she'll have, and I'm like, okay, here's what we're going to do. You're going to tell me about these bad dreams. Because when you wake me up in the middle of the night, I don't want to hear about it. I just want to go back to bed.
Right, yeah.
I'm like, go. Tell me what you're dreaming about. I'm like, maybe if she talks it through, this will release her from these demons.
The clutches.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, it was so scary.
What happened?
She dreamed that there was a thing on her desk and she didn't know what it was. And then as she got closer, it was a doll, but it was possessed and it was going to try to kill her.
No! Are you kidding me? What?
Yeah. So she told me about that. She told me about some other bad dreams that were really complicated. But that one was the one that was like, well, that's really messed up. And that's super, super scary. Anytime you got a scary doll, no thank you. So cut to my sleep, where all of a sudden I am now having bad dreams.
Oh my God.
Last night I woke up at 1, at 2, at 3, until my alarm went off, and just bad dreams. At first I was like, just like being chased. You know, one of those chasing
dreams? Yeah, yeah.
And then it was like I was looking for a class and I couldn't find it, and I'd open the doors to the classrooms and there'd all be like creepy goats. Like, that might be Severance, but all this weird stuff inside the classrooms.
Is your house built on an eerie Indian burial mound?
I don't know.
Is it poltergeist?
It hasn't been bad up to this point, but I feel like I...
You did.
Sucked the bad dreams out of her, and now they're mine.
How's she doing this morning?
I didn't see her last night.
That's a good...
So I think that's a good thing.
As the mom, you got to carry the burden, man.
Now I got to just carry this?
That's what you got to do.
I don't want this.
Tough. That's the way it works.
Oh.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Well, we got to start our Buzzcast with another episode of As Des Moines Turns. When last we left Mount Pleasant, Iowa, Henry County, 79 miles away from here, there's a court case about ready to start in front of the judge. At issue, Riverside Casino saying, hey, Lynn County, you guys had incorrect ballot language on your ballot. Thus, the permission granted to you by the state of Iowa is null and void. So says I, Riverside, Iowa.
Oh, Henry, don't take my slots.
And the bow tie guy that made arguments on behalf of Riverside. On the opposing side, three lawyers speaking on behalf of three different entities.
Three different entities?
The Racing and Gaming Commission got to make a case. The Lynn County Gaming Association got to make their case, as did the Cedar Rapids Development Group that's developing the casino.
Wow.
And it gets into a lot of legal mumbo-jumbo that I don't have time for right here. But I'm just going to tell you.
He understands it.
Riverside, I don't want to take the time because people are busy.
Right.
But quite simply, it comes down to Riverside's like, the language was wrong. Sorry, guys, you don't get the license. And everybody else is like, even if the language was wrong, the people knew exactly what they're voting for. And the vote passed. And a governing body that's appointed by the state of Iowa granted a license, which they have every right to do. So your argument is void and not valid. So now we wait. It's in front of a judge. Both sides get it, you know, send documents if they want to. And then, Claire, we wait.
Okay.
We wait. 60 days.
60 days?
60 days.
The judge has 60 days to deliberate.
That's good. You got to look stuff up, right? You got to judge.
Yeah, but you could do that.
It's not a coin flip.
Come on, though. 60 days.
You are dealing with a lot of community pride. Let's just start with that. You've got to make a decision that's going to upset a multi-million dollar
anybody,
company.
No matter
one
what
or the
choose.
Other, yes. So I think 60 days is fair.
I think it's long.
Just because you want resolution.
I want resolution.
You don't like hanging
don't
in this
like
void.
Discord.
Yes.
I don't. Yeah. No.
No. Right now, we are like in purgatory. We're just waiting to find out. But that wraps up this exciting episode of As Des Moines Turns. And Hermosa native and former Iowa State Rep Nate Willems officially launching his campaign to become Iowa's next Attorney General. He served two terms in Des Moines between 2008 and 2012, has worked for a Cedar Rapids-based law firm since 2010. So he's going up against Brenna Byrd. So for those keeping score, here are the races we are going to have in our state come midterms next year. We will have a race for governor. Kim's out, right? She doesn't want to run again.
Right.
Kim's lieutenant governor is running for auditor. We don't know if Sand is staying in the auditor category or if he's looking at the governorship. I feel like he's looking at the governorship, but that's just what's happening there. Now attorney general, and that's just at the state level. And then you have some people now starting to throw their hat in the ring to take on the Ashley Hinsons and the representative nuns of the world, too. So a lot of moves being made as we get closer and closer to the mid-season, midterm elections, I guess, coming up next year. Okay, let's wrap up the buzz with... So this year, the Walt Disney Company launched their first ever Disney Week of Wishes. It was a week-long company-wide campaign to celebrate its 45 years of Make-A-Wish partnership.
Wow.
So they didn't just do it in a day. They took a full week and granted a ton of wishes. And a girl from Adel, Iowa, was part of that celebration last week.
Yay.
Her name is Evie. She's six. She was invited to a special royal ball that was put on by all the princesses and princes in Disney history.
Oh, that's a little girl's dream come true.
I'm not done yet. Everybody in attendance got a bippity-boppity boutique makeover.
Those are amazing.
And all she wanted to do was meet Belle, and she met Belle and everybody.
That's amazing.
It was an extra special day, and how awesome that somebody from Iowa got to go and experience this. Disney granted more than 170 wishes and what they are also calling signature wishes. So this was a little bit more of a like a large group format, but I was looking on the website. They sent people to movie sets. They sent people to American Idol. They let somebody sit in on a recording session for Phineas and Ferb. Like, they made good on all of these Make-A-Wish wishes.
Wow.
Which is absolutely awesome, including somebody from Iowa who got to meet Belle.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Tom Brady is a golden god, right? Tom Brady can do anything. It seems like he never fails. However, Tom Brady just admitted to a pretty major parenting mistake, and that would be the roast of Tom Brady in 2024.
So agreeing to it?
Well, it was only after the fact that he realized what a major mistake this was for his kids.
First of all, how old are his kids?
He's got 17-year-old Jack, 15-year-old Benjamin, and 12-year-old Vivian. They were not cool with it.
Yeah, I was like thinking if they were younger. It's like they shouldn't have been watching anyway.
Yeah.
But you can't also hide it from them.
No.
No, they're right in the wheelhouse of who would be watching.
Absolutely. So. And all their friends, right?
Right.
And anything you do as a parent of teenagers, you are being embarrassing. You had a national televised thing about you, not just you, but our family, about my mom.
Right.
Like, it was, Dad, so embarrassing.
You pull up and pick up your daughter and the wrong song is playing in the car and
yes!
you're embarrassing her.
Yes.
He had a national television broadcast.
And it was all, you know, all about his relationships, which is about them and just, They asked, what was the point of all that, Dad? What was the point? And he just, you know, realized maybe he should have thought this all the way through. Whoops. Liam Payne reportedly died without a will, unexpectedly falling off that balcony in Buenos Aires in October of 2024. He left a $38 million estate with no plans. So according to the reports, his ex, Cheryl Cole, who's the mother of his only child, his son Bear, is going to be one of the administrators of the estate. There's the money, the property, the possessions, and they're trying to put together a trust for his son, who's now 8 years old.
And he's British, is that right?
Yes.
So, and I don't know. You know, I've gone through my share in the American courts, but we had documentation for my parents, like...
Which made it easier.
It was locked in, yeah. Still takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
There, yeah, it's like, I think things get turned over to the state or the government, and I think the tax systems, it is, I know, it's way different over there.
It's
so
different.
This is going to be messy.
But I think it could go to their spouse, but they weren't married at the time, so then it goes to his child, but the child is a minor, and like, it's They're getting it all sorted out now. But
I think
it's
at the end of
messy.
The day, the little one will have something waiting for him that's in the millions of dollars.
Yes, yes, for sure. Okay, we are watching in real time as all of these cardinals are in Rome trying to figure out who's going to be the next pope.
We've had black smoke once or twice.
Once
for sure.
Yesterday for sure.
Okay.
I don't know where we are today.
So black means a vote was taken.
Yes.
You know why I know this? I saw Conclave.
Because we watched Conclave.
A vote has been taken, but it didn't meet the majority it needed to meet.
I know. I kind of vaguely remember when they did the last Conclave, but I was like, oh, that's been so many years ago. What are the rules? Well, having that movie as a source, you know, I just watched it in last couple of months.
Yeah.
It was kind of helpful to know what was going on. Turns out, according to an unnamed cleric who's involved in the process, some of the cardinals also watch Conclave so they'd have a better understanding of what they're doing.
What are we doing here today? Oh, look at the movie.
Oh, let's watch the movie.
Oh, we do what they do in the movie.
A majority of the cardinals that are cardinals now were appointed by Pope Francis. So they're all new. They've never done a conclave before.
Oh, sure.
So, you know, you probably have conclave anxiety.
My favorite is John Lithgow. He's a great actor.
You idiot. John Lithgow are not here. Why are they all Italian? They're from around the
world. No, I know. And why are our accents horrible?
So bad.
Just because that's the way it goes down.
Scramble players.
I would love to see... If you could check streaming numbers, but just for Vatican City last 48 hours.
How many people in Vatican City are watching Conclave?
A lot of them.
And they just keep going back and watching it again.
Can I order a room service while I watch the Conclave?
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Welcome to Orientation.
Hey, with the Morning Scramble.
With the Morning Scramble.
Getting to know a new face in the building on the Z102.9 street team, we want to introduce the world to our new coworker.
This is Marcy, everybody.
Hey, friends. Good morning.
Hello, friends.
Hello.
Good to see you again.
It's likewise.
That name and voice sounds familiar. She was part of our Broken Hearts breakfast way back in February.
February.
Yes. So now on the team, let's see, you were in the building, what, 3 days ago getting the official?
Couple days ago, yeah.
Name everything in this closet tour, basically.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
What's and we will be testing you on that at the end of this.
I think I got about at least half of it. I think I can do
50,
at least half.
50% passing. You're good. What's the first event you're going to work? Do you know yet?
Oh, gosh.
Because they come in fast. Yeah. It's like drinking from a fire hose.
She knows, but it's a secret.
Well, it's in the phone right now, so I'm not entirely sure.
Is it in this month or next month?
Because
farmers markets start in June.
I signed up for something in May, but it was a mistake. So I think it is June.
Okay.
I think
it
is June.
That's exciting.
That's very exciting.
You're going to be out and about, but we thought we would take some time to get to know you a little bit before you really hit the streets.
Yes. Because you're going to be interacting with a ton of people, and they just love kind of staying plugged in with what we're doing, and you're part of that we now, so that's great.
I know. So exciting.
So your profile card is up right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page, and let's start with your favorite color and why.
So I have purple. I've always been a big purple fan, but to be honest, I mean, it's purple, but anything that's sparkly too. I mean, metallics and glitter. And I mean, I know I'm like a grown adult on the outside, but on the inside, I'm like a 12-year-old girl. So
purple and sparkles. I love it so much.
There's glitter everywhere.
This is who I am, you know?
Yeah, we know
as much as I
want to
deny it, I can't.
Don't deny it. No, lean into it.
At this point, I have to accept it. It is what it is. So
there's something about sparkles, a little sequins, a little shiny.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Anything rainbow colored. I mean, I'm a sucker for it. So
I do have to acknowledge it does look like your cereal, though, is a little more on the adult side.
Yes. I knew that would be controversial, but you know, you got to mix it up a little bit.
Your favorite cereal is
Cinnamon Life.
Cinnamon Life.
Now I know this is going to be hard for some people to swallow, maybe literally, but I love soggy cereal. I love it.
Oh, really?
I love soggy cereal.
Like every kind of cereal, you would prefer it soggy.
I would say that Cinnamon Life probably takes the cake on that. I think that is probably the easiest to...
So does it sog faster than other cereals?
I think it does. And to be fair, I'm not a big cereal connoisseur. I mean, I haven't done the research.
Right.
I'm willing to. I haven't done it yet. But
she's willing to.
I think it is. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, crunchy is good, but I could have crunchy cereal if it was dry. You know,
true.
If I want a bowl of cereal.
So high sog factor in our cereal.
High sog factor.
There are some I prefer soggy, like those frosted mini wheats.
Yeah.
If those are soggy, they're like 10 times better.
I like a good soggy Rice Krispie.
Like soggy Rice Krispies?
Yeah, it's got to be loaded with a lot of sugar. Then it kind of just becomes this sugary Rice Krispie paste.
You know, my second...
And I'm halfway to a bar.
That's true. You're already there. My second favorite, and I don't think they make it anymore, but it used to be that Rice Krispie treat cereal where it was like the clusters.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh my gosh. I mean, unbelievable.
How did I miss this?
But that was a crunchy one.
Shopping the wrong store. They don't sell it at Aldi. That's how you missed it. I can answer that for you. This is a hidden Disney gem. Her favorite movie. What is it and why?
Immediately, this was an easy question to answer. I love The Brave Little Toaster.
That is such a solid pick.
Thank you.
I love The Brave Little Toaster, and I always forget about it.
It's a great story. It's a short, it's like a half an hour maybe, right?
There's just something about that movie. I don't know if it's the art style. I mean, I don't know if it's the nostalgia. That movie, and I'm not a big movie person, but that movie has stuck with me for, you know, as many years as it's been around. I love The Brave Little Toaster. Now, The Brave Little Toaster goes to Mars. That's ridiculous.
I think I'm unfamiliar with
I think it was a toaster. And to be fair, I don't remember. I don't even know if I've seen the whole movie the whole way through.
Right.
But there is a follow-up. The Brave Little Toaster goes to Mars. And that's crazy.
That sounds terrible.
I mean, Lion King 2, also not good, right?
Yeah.
Most of the times, that second or third attempt is not as good.
Right. The original appliance story, like, that's where it's at for
me. The OG appliance
story. It's kind of like the OG Toy Story in a way.
Agreed.
Except,
that's true.
It's not the toys.
You're right.
Yeah. It's got that nostalgia bit, too.
Yeah, they come alive when there's no people. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're right.
Not a native Iowan, right? You're from Illinois?
I'm not. Yeah, born and raised in Illinois in a Chicago suburb.
Okay, I think I've heard of, have I ever been through Wheeling?
Maybe. So most
think about all my travels. Tell me
if I've been there.
I'm running through the list right now. Most people don't recognize it right away, but they'll recognize like the Arlington Heights, Buffalo Grove area. And they go, oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Got it.
Yep. They're all in that same little square.
Cluster there.
Mm-hmm.
Marcy,
nice.
I have to ask you a question that I think we got to get this worked into an earlier part of the interview process. But are you musical?
Do you play an instrument?
Especially in third grade. I mean, I played a mean recorder.
Not afraid to pick it up again.
I'm learning piano on like a Duolingo kind of thing right now, but
like there's
musical,
an app that's
I don't know.
Teaching you
I used
piano?
To sing though. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Duolingo. Oh. Yeah. They have I started with Spanish and now I'm moving on to music, but they also do math. They'll teach you math.
That's
it does
so
all
cool.
of that. I just thought it
all
taught
it.
You how to find the bathroom in Spain.
That,
no, there's more than that.
Well, they'll do that too. But that owl, he is finding his way into like all aspects of our lives,
Dang.
I think. Yeah, it's a little scary. But
are you playing Spanish piano or are you just playing piano?
I think right now it's more mainstream piano.
Okay,
but
good.
I think we'll get into some, you know, maybe some dialects later. So
fair
we'll
enough.
Love it.
Yeah.
Okay, it's spring, a time for a lot of fresh new smells. If you had to pick one favorite smell, what would it be?
A favorite smell. Oh my gosh, I was unprepared for this. It's definitely not. I'll tell you what it's not. And it's not fresh cut grass.
You don't like fresh cut grass?
I don't. I never have. And it's not even like an allergy thing. I just really don't enjoy it. I don't know what it is about that.
Let's try a couple though.
It's the grass dying. That's what that smell is. It's the grass.
It's the
I hate to bring
death.
Us down, especially
it's
this early
part
in the morning.
Part of the grass that had been murdered.
Jeez, Marcy.
Been it's bladed to death. Bacon?
You know, I hate to say this.
Bacon,
especially
question mark.
Bacon's okay. But I am not obsessed with bacon the way that, like, I think a lot of people are. And
so
I love that for them. It's just not
if
me.
If the option is, like, let's say breakfast pizza, bacon, or sausage, what are you going?
Sausage.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is another, like a cinnamon or an apple pie being baked?
Okay.
Like
I'll get
that?
On board with that.
Okay.
Sure.
Pine.
No.
What?
No.
You don't like the scent of pine?
I'm going to need that car freshener to be something besides a tree. Like
okay.
pretty much anything besides a tree.
So nothing that's green. You don't like green smells.
Oh, maybe that's it.
That's what we're discovering.
It's green. How do you feel about Kermit the Frog?
Oh, he's fine.
What's he smell like?
I got to say, I don't know what he smells. Exactly.
Smells,
I don't know what he smells
just,
like.
It seemed to be green things, so
right.
I just wanted to make sure.
It's yeah. I wouldn't say it's an affinity for green things, but it's not, you know, an aversion to all green things.
Fair
okay.
enough.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you gardening or anything? Yeah, any interests, any hobbies?
I do have interests and hobbies, thankfully.
Both.
But one of them is not I'm not a good gardener. My thumb is not green whatsoever. Well, another green thing. My husband, though, he can grow anything. Anything. I love to read. I love to cook. I love to bake. I'm a big, me and my husband both, we're both big nerds. So I love video games. different platforms. Yeah, I do a lot of reading. I do a lot of walking. I do a lot of games when I have time.
That all sounds like a lot of fun.
I know. What are you watching right now, by the way? So we just finished binging Severance. Loved it. If you haven't seen it.
We're in the middle of it.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. I'm so mad that I have to wait for it. And we just started. We just watched episode 2 last night of The White Lotus.
Oh, yes.
So now, yeah, we'll see where that goes. I think it's going to be a ride.
Gaming and maybe slightly nerdy background. Are you into any sort of the comic book or Star Wars sagas?
No.
None of the above?
Comic book, no. My husband reads some, I think he's into like some online comics.
Okay.
Star Wars, neither of us are really into Star Wars.
Okay.
No, I have seen the first 6.
I'm going to make a list of things we're never talking about. Marvel, Star Wars.
I'm not a big superhero fan. I'm
superheroes.
I feel like I'm a big
either. I want to be, but there's something just not.
I know, I know. And I don't like the concept. I don't love the concept of superhero. I don't know.
I'm okay with it. I want to be into it. I just don't.
It's just not me. All right. I know. I feel like the list of things that I'm not into is growing more than I imagined it was going to, especially this morning.
This is the perfect time to change the topic.
Yes.
And to get closer to mixtape.
Exactly. Mixtape, a fun game where we get to know you a little bit better through the music that you do like.
At least, whatever you do like.
Something that I have picked.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
All right. This is our newest street teamer, Marcy. She's going to hang out. We will be back in about 7 minutes. We're going to play mixtape. We're going to get to know the song that takes her to her first job, kind of her summer jam song, and then also a guilty pleasure song. Newest street teamer, Marcy, welcome to the Z102.9 team.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
Z102.9.
It's 7:24 now with the Morning Scramble. Dance Eric Hansen, Claire, and our newest street teamer, Marcy. Good morning, Marcy.
Hey, good
Marcy.
Morning.
Let's dive into our game. We call it mixtape. This is where we use the power of music, lyrics, artists, songs to take you back to certain memories in your life.
Yeah, and we have certain pointed questions that we like to ask everyone. So I think we should start with the first job, a song that takes you back to the first job you ever had.
Okay, we're going to play it, and then we'll get a little background on the story. Okay, this is Marcy's first job mixtape song. I know it's Bittersweet Symphony.
Bittersweet Symphony. The Verve?
The Verve, yes.
Very good, yeah.
Okay. I'm like, it's not Oasis, and then all I could think of was Oasis.
Oh, yeah.
What was your first job, and why that song?
Yeah, so after the babysitting and the paper routes and things like that, so my first real job, I would say, I was in a bakery. So my first degree, I have four college degrees. I don't recommend. So every other year for 8 years, I graduated. It was a time. But my first degree,
like
I went to a...
You completed the full degree. It wasn't like you were just changing your mind.
No.
So you have four certificates on your wall.
Well, yes.
In theory. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. My first college degree is from a culinary school out in Rhode Island. I did a program. It was baking and pastry arts. Thought I was going to be a pastry chef. And so left there and started working in a bakery. And that's what I started with.
So is that song on the radio or because of Bittersweet Chocolate?
There is actually more bakery and like pastry related songs than I thought were out there. But I am a big fan of that one in particular.
Fair enough. I thought,
you know, Bittersweet, that's, you know, that kind of thing. But also that I learned that if I think I'm going to go back into a kitchen, I think I'd have to do it for myself. Because then you just lose that sort of creative stuff, you know, if you do it for someone else.
Understood.
So, yeah.
All right. Kind of a state of mind at the time.
I like it.
All right. Second song, as we get to know Marcy, is her summer jam. Always easy to know it's Fits in the Tantrums.
Absolutely, it's Fits in the Tantrums.
Remind me of the title?
The Walker.
The Walker.
Yes, okay.
It's the whistle part.
It's like, I know this song.
Yeah. Why is this your summer jam?
I love this song. I love it. I'm not sure what it is about it, but this is my hype song. If it's like, you know, you're in that 3 p.m. afternoon kind of slump or whatever, or if I need to hype myself up, this is the one that I go to.
All right.
I love it.
That gets you pumped up.
It gets me pumped up. That's my hype song.
Have you seen them live?
I have not. And I regret it because they came to Cedar Rapids not so long ago.
They did. We were at that show, yeah.
Yeah. And I thought about going and I don't know why. I just didn't pursue it. And I should have. That's my concert regret.
Got to get you to a Fits in the Tantrums.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yes,
that's
please.
Okay. Mixtape. Last song. Guilty pleasure song. This is for our newest street teamer, Marcy. I'm going to need a little help with this one.
Yeah, absolutely. This is Satellite. By Guster.
Oh, I know the band.
How come this is your guilty pleasure? This is something you'll turn on when you're like just in the car by yourself or what?
Or when you're feeling guilty.
There were
when you're feeling guilty or pleasure.
You know, I think anytime this one would make me feel better. I don't know. There's just something about this song that I've always really, really enjoyed. So yeah, I don't know that I have
sometimes
more than that.
The song just speaks
to you.
It
just sticks with you.
It just gets to you.
This one sticks with me. Yeah, I love it.
Well, that's Mixtape. That's getting to know our newest street teamer, Marcy. You're going to see her as part of the street team squad all summer long on the streets with Z102.9.
Claire and Eric can't agree.
All right.
So it's up to you. It's Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
Counselor.
Counselor.
We have been hired for some mediation this morning between a couple, Justin and Megan. They have come to the law offices of Scramble and Scramble.
And you know you got a good law office when you get repeat business.
Hey!
They're back!
Very satisfied customers. They need us to help them decide how many alarms do you actually need on your phone, because each of them is approaching this differently. Wife Megan thinks that you don't need that many alarms. She's with as few as possible.
And then husband Justin likes to have as many possibilities available for him. And as I, was reviewing the case that they filed with us, I find myself agreeing with Justin.
Okay, well, I actually agree with Megan.
This is perfect.
This is shaping up beautifully.
Okay, here is why you're wrong, honey.
Honey.
Over the years, Justin never deletes an alarm. He just keeps adding them, which makes absolute sense, because if you needed it once, you're going to need that alarm again. And now all he has to do, and I also do this as well, all I have to do is scroll to the time that matches as close to the time I need. Do you know how much time I'm saving by not recreating an alarm every single time?
You're wasting time scrolling to find the right time.
Oh, the scroll takes a half of a half of a half of a millisecond. Word. Find it, turn it on, done. When you have to set the alarm, you've got to pick the day, and then you've got to go in, and you always have to remember, is it a.m. or is it p.m.? And then you got to spin that weird 2D wheel of time. Like, that's always wrong and odd. It's locked in. You're good to go. You don't have to worry about it. You're like, oh, I need an alarm for 4 o'clock tomorrow morning. No problem. It's already in my phone. Set. Done. By the way, speaking of set, game, set, match. Justin wins.
No, 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 no. That's only one side of this issue, sir. Sit down. Megan has two alarms on her phone. One in the morning and one in the afternoon. And she edits them daily as needed. She believes two alarms is optimal. It takes little to no time to go in and change an alarm in either category, either AM or PM. A person who, say, has 87 alarms like Justin does, you have to scroll through 87 different options to find the time that is closest to what you're looking for. And if you don't find it, you just create a new one. You could just have easily done that by just opening the app and just doing it from the get-go instead of scrolling through and trying to find it. Make your life easier. There might be certain people that maybe want up to four. Megan's willing to accept up to four. But having 87 different alarms as Justin does is just unnecessary. She likens it to that episode of Friends where Monica has a super secret messy closet. And this is 87 alarms is Justin's super secret, messy secret. He is generally a very organized person. And this alarm thing is a little alarming to his spouse.
It's very, very organized if you think about it. I think my nickname should be Just In Case. Just in case I got an alarm for everything.
Why would you need that many? You don't need that many alarms.
I'm always on time. 87% of the time, I'm always on time.
87 alarms
yes.
is excessive.
Okay, that is the debate. Thanks to our dear, dear friends for hiring the law offices of Scramble and Scramble. Megan versus Justin. If you're voting for me, you're voting for Justin. How many alarms do you need? Many alarms, please.
A vote for me is a vote for Megan, and we need as few alarms as possible.
Who's going to win their case today, Claire or Eric? Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
Okay, we cannot move on with this show
until
we find some resolution in our Jury in a Hurry case. Big thanks to Megan and Justin, repeat customers of the law offices of Scramble and Scramble.
Yeah, they've come to us before, and we settled it. So they're back.
Let's do it again.
They need some help on their phone alarms. Justin has 87 alarms on his phone, and he thinks that is optimal. Megan disagrees. She's only got 2 on her phone, and she thinks that having as few as possible is the way to go when it comes to setting alarms on your phone.
We argued both sides. I took the side of Justin. Claire took the side of Megan, and let's see how the results come in. Okay, jury in a hurry. Phone alarms, few or many?
What do you think?
Many. I have 7 on mine.
Many.
Many. Oh, messy, many.
No, not messy. Hey, it's jury in a hurry. How many alarms do you need on your phone? As few as possible, or are you on the many side?
As many as possible.
As many as possible. That's why people get bigger phones, so they have a longer list of all of their alarms.
We need the tidy folks to chime in, please.
It's jury in a hurry. The question, how many alarms on your phone? As few as possible or many?
Many, many alarms.
Many, many. You know what I also like? The word many isn't enough. They have to say it twice.
Right, because these people like to just repeat alarms and words.
Hey, caller, how many alarms do you need on your phone? As few as possible or many?
Just 1. If you need more than that, you're lazy.
You're lazy.
Lazy.
Oh. Lazy. Oh. And the truth comes out.
That one hurt. Hey, it's jury in a hurry. Okay, how many alarms on your phone? As few as possible or many?
Many.
Many. Let it ring many. From the hillside.
Just felt like it was too much, but you know what? That's how many alarms you have.
That puts us at 4-1. Let's go back to the telephones. Jury in a hurry, how many alarms on your phone? As few as possible or many?
As few. I'm with Claire.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
Few. We just need to keep everything in check. Thank you.
Jury in a hurry, look at your phone. How many alarms? As few or as many as possible?
As few as possible.
As few as possible.
Makes a lot of sense. Thank you, caller.
Claire, you're turning the corner.
I know. We're coming back.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Hey, caller, thanks for holding. How many alarms do you need on your phone? As few as possible or many?
Many. I'm the master of many.
The master of many.
Oh, the master of many is chiming in.
Welcome to our club.
Well.
She's the president, by the way.
Oh.
Jury in a hurry, how many alarms on your phone? As few as possible or many?
Many. I'm with Eric.
Yay, thank you.
You only need 1 more.
You know why? Everybody set their alarm to call in today.
Why are there so many callers?
Hey, it's jury in a hurry on your phone right now. Many alarms or as few as possible?
As many as possible.
As many as possible.
Oh, no.
We have a world of overly prepared people. This is great.
Wow. I am so sorry, Megan. I'm with you still.
Who puts the justice in Justin? Dancing Eric Hansen.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.